And welcome to Jan Care Publishing's podcast, Bookmarked. My name is Janie Jesse, and my company is Jan Care Publishing. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. This week, we have Allison, who is JCP's editorial assistant. She will be sharing her personal Q&A interview with one of our JCP authors, Linda Hoagland. Now, there is a saying, there's a story always behind a story. And with Linda's history with JCP, there is a story behind the story. When JCP purchased Mountain Girl Press, Linda was one of the authors in that acquisition. And her first book with JCP was the first book that JCP, one of the first books that JCP published, and it was her first book in her series, Lindsay Harris Mystery Series, Snooping Can Be Dangerous. Now, here at JCP, we were nervous about getting into the book publishing side of things. As I have, if you have followed us, you know that we publish a women's local magazine, and we have done that for 20 years. So we knew a thing or two about publishing a magazine, but we learned along the way with publishing books. So now we've been publishing books about 12 years. But Linda was one of the first books that JC published, and it was also her first book with the mystery series. So we were so proud to have Linda a part of JCP, and we still are so proud of her and her accomplishments. But not just being a successful writer, a mystery writer, Linda also shares with Allison key ingredients to write a successful mystery novel. So Allison, share with our listeners Linda's writing tips and a little bit about her history.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week of Bookmarked. Today, I wanted to talk about a very special author, Linda Hudson Hoagland. Now, JCP has published quite a few books of Linda's over the years, and we just love anything she brings into us. She's a very talented mystery writer. You may be familiar with her Lindsay Harris Murder Mystery series, which I'll talk about more later in this episode. But Linda has written for other genres outside of mysteries as well, such as nonfiction, short stories, and even poetry. So she's dabbled in most areas of writing and has had success in all of those areas. So I think she's a very impressive author for sure. And for those of you who aren't familiar with Linda or her work, I actually just did a Q&A with her on JCP's blog this past Wednesday. So if you aren't subscribed to our blog and you missed out on that Q&A this week, you should pause this episode of the podcast for just a minute and go back and read it. I asked Linda some questions and she had great responses, great advice for aspiring writers. And the link to our blog is actually going to be in the description area for this podcast, so go check that out. I'm not going to read my entire conversation with Linda to you all, because it's, you know, probably better to just go read it for yourself, but I did want to read you one thing Linda said, because I just thought it was great advice for mystery authors, but for all authors, really. I asked her, "What do you think are the key ingredients to creating a successful mystery novel? And similarly, are there certain things that aspiring authors should avoid when trying to write a mystery novel?" And I asked her this because, you know, as a reader, I love mysteries, but I've always imagined that the sort of mystery whodunit genre of literature is quite possibly the hardest to write, because Just think about, you've got so many loose ends to tie up for readers, and you have to make sure everything you wrote over the course of the novel makes sense and adds up by the end. And at the same time, you have to try to keep your readers unaware of what's going on until the end, when you have your big reveal of whodunit. So it just seems complicated to me and difficult because there's so much going on behind the scenes of writing a mystery novel. And as a reader, when you're reading a mystery novel, you don't really think about that and you don't really consider how complicated it probably was to plan out. But Linda always manages to keep her novels super interesting, and they always make perfect sense at the end when you discover how everything happened. So before I tell you how Linda responded to my question, I wanted to just commend her for a second for writing so many mystery novels and managing to always keep them fresh and interesting with lots of twists and turns. Her Lindsay Harris murder mystery series, which is mainly what I'm going to talk about today, actually has 8 novels in the series so far, and she actually has her 9th installment coming out later this year. So I just think it's amazing to have written that much content within the same series with different mysteries that always feel compelling and new. But anyway, I kind of got sidetracked. So let me tell you how Linda responded to my question about the key ingredients to writing a mystery novel. She said, "Life is the key ingredient for my mysteries. You must have drama, humor, if possible, and calm in each story, with the explanation as to why everything is happening the way it occurs. All fiction writers should avoid long descriptive narratives that will bore the reader. Scenes should be described briefly, leaving most of the description up to the reader's imagination." And I just thought Linda's response was really valuable advice, particularly when she said you should include drama, humor, and calm in a mystery. Because I think you definitely need to have variety in a story to break up your tone every now and then. You know, it can't be 100% serious drama. It can't all be 100% funny. You really do need those little moments of all kinds of different tones. And having moments of calm, particularly in a mystery, seems really important to me, because having a moment of calm, sort of the calm before the storm, makes those climactic, dramatic moments all the more impactful. So that's just one great tidbit Linda offered in her Q&A with me. So again, check out this week's blog post to read the rest, because she really had a lot of great insight and advice to share. Now I want to spend a little time talking about Linda's Lindsay Harris murder mystery series. To give you guys sort of a preview, I actually just finished editing her next book in the series, the 9th book. And I won't give too much away about it, because that's all part of the fun when the book comes out, is kind of discovering what it's about for yourself. But I will say it is a Christmas mystery. It's set around Christmas time and follows Lindsay and her children as they try to uncover the truth about a neighbor's mysterious death. But of course, like all the other books in the series, Lindsay Harris probably signed up for a little more than she bargained for, and things certainly go awry in her plan, let's just say that. And the book is called Snooping Can Be Unmerry. I really enjoyed reading it, and I absolutely can't wait for other people to read it too. I think a Christmas mystery was a very smart move on Linda's part. It's just, it feels very cozy and natural to read a Christmas mystery. You know, I can certainly picture Linda's fans reading this book in the wintertime, sitting by their fireplace with a hot cup of tea and a blanket. And in my opinion, that's how all good mysteries should be read. There's just something about the mystery genre that feels inherently cozy to me. So that's a little preview of her next book in the series, but I also wanted to tell everyone a little bit about the first book that Linda ever wrote in the Lindsay Harris murder mystery series for people who haven't checked out those books before, in hopes that you will pick up a copy, because as I said, they're very fun and Linda always keeps you on your toes. So her first book in that series is titled Snooping Can Be Dangerous. And just to give you a little bit of background, all of these books in the series start with the words snooping can be, and then filling in at the end with a different word. And Snooping Can Be Dangerous really introduces its key characters in a great way. In this book, life is good for legal assistant Lindsay Harris. She has friends, three wonderful children, and a job that pays the bills. However, when a man from her neighborhood is murdered, her whole world is shaken up. Not only does she have to deal with her overbearing boss, but now her crazy ex-husband is back in the picture, which, of course, means trouble. With the help of some of her closest friends, Lindsay decides to take matters into her own hands. But she soon finds herself in the middle of a deadly situation as she learns that snooping can indeed be dangerous. So, if that doesn't convince you to pick up a copy, I don't know what will. You know, I've always found mysteries to just be fun reads that usually aren't too terribly serious, and I love a good plot twist and crazy reveals, and no other genre does plot twists quite like the mystery genre. And Linda certainly incorporates lots of twists in her novels. I won't be previewing all 8 books in this series today, but just to kind of give you also an idea of recurring themes, usually one or more of Lindsay Harris's children get into trouble, or they find themselves missing or hurt, or in some kind of dangerous, scary situation, and Lindsay always comes to the rescue. So there's this great ongoing theme throughout the whole series of Lindsay protecting her children above all else. No matter what, she's willing to do anything for her kids. And so I think that Lindsay Harris is a really great female protagonist and even a bit of a role model. She represents mothers everywhere who would sacrifice it all if they found out that their kids were in danger. And, you know, Lindsay is not one to sit around and let other people try to help save her children. Lindsay is very much going to get in there and do that herself. And if anyone tries to stop her, they'd better watch out. So if those themes interest you, and if you enjoy a strong female protagonist, definitely check out Linda's series. And as I mentioned earlier, Linda does have many other novels to enjoy, not just her Lindsay Harris murder mystery series. She's written all kinds of great novels over the years, so I will be putting links to Linda's website in the description for people to check out her vast collection of publications over the years. And I'll also be linking the first novel of Linda's Lindsay Harris series below. That's all that I have for today. So as I said, please check out Linda's Q&A from Wednesday on our blog, and be on the lookout for Linda's newest book, Snooping Can Be Unmerry, which is scheduled to come out later this year. So thank you again so much to everyone who listens to Bookmarked every week. We surely appreciate you, and I will see you next time.
Thank you, Allison. And thank you, Linda, for sharing your expertise on mystery novel writing. Now, I'm also going to share a thing or two about Linda. Linda conducts writing workshops, and she also offers ghostwriting services. And I have to mention, Linda also offers great expertise in selling books at conferences, book signings, events. And I asked her once, how do you do it? Because she can sell books. And she said there's a simple answer to that. You just have to talk to people. And she's told me that often. You just need to talk to people. And I have seen her in action. She engages the people. She talks to them. If they walk by her table, she'll reach out to them. And she's even given them, if she has copies of Voice Magazine, she'll give them a free magazine that brings them to her table to see all her books. And once she's got them reeled in at her table, they will not be leaving that table before they buy one, two, or three, or more of her books. And she does have quite a following. She has quite a following of readers who purchase every book, each new book that comes out. You know, they will purchase Linda's book. So thank you, Linda. And we are so proud to have you as a JCP author. So I encourage all our listeners to also look at the book blog, Bookmarked, because there are more questions and answers that Linda has shared her expertise and a little bit of her background. So please visit Bookmarked, the book blog, and be looking for her new book. Now, we're looking at an early fall release, Snooping Can Be Unmerry. Doesn't that sound perfect for the holidays? And who knows, we may even have Christmas in July. So be looking for that book. So once again, I want to say thank you. And thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next week.